Hello and welcome to Business Matters. I'm Marie Keyworth, and on the programme today we'll be bringing you the latest from the German city of Munich, where it's thought a single gunman opened fire on people at a shopping centre, killing nine. But we go to Germany now and the southern city of Munich, where a state of emergency had been declared but is slowly getting back to normal after a shooting in the city. We can speak now for the latest to Yannick Schmidt, a reporter who works for Bavaria's Süddeutsche Zeitung and also the Guardian newspaper here in the UK. He joins us now on the line from Munich. Welcome to Business Matters, Yannick. Thanks for joining us. So we have this announcement from the police that they think it's a sole shooter. Does this come as a surprise, seeing as there were reports of at least three?
Well, it comes as a surprise to an extent. It certainly comes as a relief. I personally thought, after seeing the footage of the gunman on the roof deck and seeing the second video of him shooting, aiming at people, and when I heard that nine people were dead, it seemed to me that it's more likely to be just one person rather than several, because the limited number of nine people killed seemed to indicate that it might have been only one attacker rather than several, but obviously that's speculation. The situation was still very tense because people thought that other gunmen might still be around. So it certainly came as a relief to everybody that he seems to have been the only one.
And what is the atmosphere now in Munich? Because we've heard that the police have given an all clear, public transport has reopened. But what's the sense there?
People are relieved. And I mean, a lot of people are watching the news and speaking to each other over the phones and on the streets. I mean, not that many people are out on the streets anymore. And especially earlier on, when people feared that gunmen might still be around, streets are very empty, a lot emptier than usually on a Friday night. There was a lot of solidarity between people, helping each other out, letting them into their homes. I went to the shopping centre to speak to some of the witnesses, and they told me how all asked them in or helped them into their homes just to bring them into safety when the situation wasn't clear and people didn't know what would happen. Then things started to calm down to an extent, but still there was tension because nobody knew if other gunmen were still around somewhere close by. And now people are feeling more relaxed, especially when the public transport started running again, because that seemed to be a sign that police seemed to think that the situation was a lot less insecure than before.
And is there any indication of who this attacker was? I'd like you to tell us a bit about this video exchange. It's also been on social media about an attacker talking to an onlooker shouting, "I am German."
The attacker says, "I am German." And he also says, "I was in treatment." It's quite difficult to understand, but he certainly says, "I was in treatment," which could indicate that he was treated in psychological or mental hospital, because he also, at that point, he also tells about his difficult upbringing. And then he says, "I was in treatment," indicating or insinuating that possibly he wasn't politically motivated, but more just deranged. Of course, that is speculation as well, but it seems like there might not be a political motivation. The other indicator for that is that he killed himself, which would have been unlikely for a politically motivated gunman to then go somewhere where he isn't under threat and then just kill himself. But again, this is speculation, early to come to conclusions like that.
Because very quickly, how much of a surprise is this? On Monday, a teenage asylum seeker assaulted people with an axe and a knife on a train. So there has been outbursts of violence, random acts of violence in the region.
Yeah. And of course, people were concerned after the attack, which also happened in Bavaria, not in Munich, but not very far away, and with all the other incidents around the world. So, of course, people were more concerned about possible terrorist attacks. And at first, everybody was speculating that this might be a terrorist attack, especially during the time when it seemed like there were three gunmen about. Now, with apparently just one gunman and him not stating any political motivation and then killing himself, people are starting to be a bit relieved and thinking that possibly at least it wasn't a terrorist attack.
Yannick Schmidt, reporter out there in Munich, thanks very much for now. We will be speaking to you a little bit later in the programme.